Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you hear that bell, you know it's time to get your Bible and come to class. And so we're on the air now. And this Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. And in the class today, we're closing out a lesson on the crucifixion of Christ, and then we will begin a lesson on his resurrection, particularly when he walked with the two men to Emmaus, as that is found in Luke chapter 24. So you may want to go ahead and get your Bibles. Turn to Luke chapter 23, where we'll begin reading momentarily, and then we'll read the story of his resurrection in Luke chapter 24. But before we do that, we want to close out this Sunday school lesson that we've been studying on the crucifixion. It was a Sunday school lesson written from March 18th, 1923, by a preacher named E.A. Elam. And in the Sunday school lesson, he noted that while Jesus was dying, not a bone of his was broken. You see, it was the custom of the Romans and other Gentiles to leave bodies on the cross to die of exhaustion and to putrefy and to fall off piece by piece, or to be eaten by beasts and fowls. But this was forbidden by the law of the Jews, for the bodies to hang on the cross overnight would be a profanation of the Sabbath. Now we read that old law of the Jews in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, in verse 22 and 23. If any man hath committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt surely bury him the same day. For he that is hanged is accursed of God, that thou defile not the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Those wicked Jews, they could murder Jesus, but they could not, for religious reasons, allow his body to remain on the cross on the Sabbath. Now, sometimes the legs of poor victims were broken to hasten their death. Sometimes fires were built under them to stifle them with smoke. And sometimes wild beasts were turned upon them. And frequently they lingered several days on the cross before they died. The soldiers came, and the two thieves that were there in their agony, they broke their legs to hasten their death. But when they came to Jesus, they found him already dead, and did not break his legs, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken, and they shall look on him whom they pierced. So one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and straightway there came out blood and water, John 19:31 through 37. And this showed that he was dead. Let me read that to you from the book of John. John 19, beginning in verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain on the cross upon the Sabbath, for the day of that Sabbath was an high day, asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came and brake the legs of the first and of the other that was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. Howbeit one of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, and straightway there came out blood and water. And he that hath seen hath bore witness, and his witness is true. And he knoweth what he saith is true, that ye also may believe. For these things came to pass that the scriptures might be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And again another scripture that said, they looked upon him whom they pierced. Well, the body of Jesus was buried just before the evening of that day. Arimathea was a city of the Jews. Joseph of Arimathea was a secret disciple of Jesus who, though through fear of the Jews, John 19:38, he did not join in the council concerning Jesus. He was looking for the kingdom of God. He begged the body of Jesus from Pilate, who was convinced by the centurion that Jesus was really dead. We read in Mark chapter 15, 24 through 25, "And when even was now come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, there came Joseph of Arimathea, a counselor of honorable estate, who also himself was looking for the kingdom of God. And he boldly went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and called unto him the centurion. He asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he learned of it, the centurion, he granted the corpse to Joseph." Now Nicodemus is the one that had come to Jesus by night in John chapter 3. He brought 100 weight of myrrh and aloes and assisted Joseph of Arimathea in burying Jesus. They wrapped the body in linen cloths with the spices, as the custom of the Jews to bury, John 19:41, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of a rock, and he rolled a great stone before the door. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre, Matthew 27:60-61, and they beheld where he was laid, Mark 15:47. The tomb was nearby in a garden, and no one had ever been placed in it, John 19:41-42. We read, "Now the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb wherein was never man laid. There, because of the Jews' preparation for the tomb that was nigh at hand, they laid Jesus. It was a tomb that was cut horizontally into the rock." And that ends this lesson. Isn't that a terrible and sad place to end a Sunday school lesson? The death and the burial of Jesus. And we're so fortunate that the next lesson to come is going to be about his resurrection, because the burial of Jesus in a borrowed tomb is not the end of the story. Jesus comes forth from the grave. And I want to read to you now, beginning in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 23 and verse 47, and we are going to read down through 24 and verse 35, and particularly talk about that walk to Emmaus that Jesus made with those two men. But now let's read. If you have your Bible, follow along. Luke chapter 23 and verse 47. And as always on this program, we're reading out of the American Standard Version of 1901. "And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the multitude came together to this sight. And when they beheld the things that were done, returned, smiting their breast. And all his acquaintance, and the women that followed him from Galilee, stood afar off, seeing these things." Luke 23:50. "And behold, a man named Joseph, who was a counselor, a good and righteous man. He had not consented to their counsel indeed. A man of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that was hewn in stone where never man had been lain. And it was on the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on, and the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after and beheld the tomb and how his body was laid, and they returned and prepared spices and ointments. And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment. Now Luke chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, there came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were perplexed about thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were affrighted and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again? And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all those things to the 11 and all the rest. Now, they were Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them that told these things to the apostles. And these words appeared in their sight as idle talk, and they disbelieved them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping and looking in, he seeth the linen cloths by themselves. And he departed to his home, wondering at that which had come to pass. Luke 24 and verse 13. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 80 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they communed with one another of these things that had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed and questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What communications are these that ye have with one another as ye walk? And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Dost thou alone sojourn in Jerusalem, and not know the things that are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who is a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how the chief priest and all our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we hope that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yea, besides all this, it is now the third day since these things came to pass. Moreover, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. And certain of them that were with us went to the tomb and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken! Behooved it not that the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they were going, and he made as though he would go further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he had sat down with them to meat, he took bread, and blessed, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Was not our heart burning while he spake with us in the way, while he opened to us the Scriptures? And they arose up that very hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and appeared to Simon. And they rehearsed the things that had happened in the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread. You make sure you tune in tomorrow or the next class session, and we'll continue this study. This is a program of the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe.